Good morning. Tuesday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us, and the chill is in the air. Well, I hate to even say the word, but winter is certainly not too far away.
It's coming. I do remember one Thanksgiving we spent with friends in Connecticut, and we came back. There was sheer ice on all the roads. And, you know, that's what winter provides up here in the great Northeast.
Indeed. An early warning, too, when that first snow falls. Take it slow.
Oh, yeah. Take it slow.
Well, no snow from the forecast, Alan, but no. We do have an appeals court that has dealt a blow to Obama's immigration plan. Certainly a big story.
Well, let's put it this way. Obama was being extraordinarily ambitious, and I think correctly so. The Congress couldn't get off their behinds and pass an immigration policy, even though some Republicans have been calling for it. We have 11 million, at least, undocumented people in the United States, and something has to be done so that there isn't this fear of deportation, which has created a havoc among those families, their children, and the schools and everybody else. So something's got to be done, but the Republicans don't want to give Obama any victories. And it is clear that, you know, there is this massive attempt to keep the immigrants in this country down. It's a very big shame. It'll go to the Supreme Court. I don't have any reason to believe that with five justices of the Republican stripe on the Supreme Court that the outcome will be any different. They'll say that the president was pushing his authority.
To Missouri, where there seems to be quite a bit of racial tension, especially at the University of Missouri, Alan, where the chancellor, Bowen Lofton, stepped aside just hours after a wave of protest over racial tensions led to the resignation of the university system president, Timothy Wolf. You had a graduate student on a hunger strike and football players in unison saying they weren't going to play the game unless the president stepped aside.
Well, first of all, you can really appreciate the fact that sports in our universities is a huge business. And when the young people say that they're not going to play, and their coach, by the way, backs them up, you know, it's quite clear that this is the possible ruination of a great university, especially when the kids think that they have got on their side. And they were. They took a calculated risk. It paid off. Out goes the president and the chancellor. The question, of course, is whether or not the students, when they are not right, will have the ability to guide the engine of every great university. Nevertheless, in this case, there was at least the symbolic resignation of these two top people, and apparently that was what was called for, and now the kids will play and the university will get the money.
We hear about athletes in our country having taken steroids to get the money, to get the contract, and now we see a detailed report on state-sponsored doping in Russian sports.
Is anybody really surprised? I mean, you know, obviously the history of the totalitarian states, the communists and the dictatorships have been not voluntary doping, but, you know, government sponsored as well as everything else in these athletic programs. And this is, of course, just something that has hung on and been around for a while. The question to me is whether or not people who came in number two after one of these doped up Russians gets the medals. And there are already some of them who are demanding it. And whether or not the world, which has always relied on sports as one of the great equalizers and one of the great ways we talk to each other, whether the world will throw the Russians out. And if they do, then does that mean that we'll never have the kind of international sports competition that we have now?
The presidential contest we saw over the weekend, Ben Carson being questioned on some of the, we'll call them perhaps half-truths in his book about his life story, including the issue of a scholarship to West Point, and we see now peers disputing stories by Ted Cruz's father fighting for Castro.
Well, yeah, people tend to think what they want and to embellish their records, and you can't do that if you're going to run for political office. You know, David, on this West Point thing, I once went to a summer camp, and I was a head counselor, and a guy showed up, and he said he was from West Point. He had a uniform, he had a sword, he had the hat. And it turned out, of course, his story began to disassemble. And we found out they don't get off summers in West Point. And so that's what happened. I know that, you know, people can make some of this stuff up, and they do.